From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump issued an appeal for a more unified nation during a speech Wednesday in Reno, Nevada, saying it is time to heal the wounds that divide us. In remarks delivered to the National Convention of the American Legion, a wartime veterans group, the president said we are not confined by the color of our skin, the figure on our paycheck, or the party of our politics. Instead, Trump said, we are defined by our shared humanity, by our citizenship, and this magnificent nation, and by the love that fills our hearts. A top United Nations body on racial discrimination has taken an unusual step in calling on the United States to, quote, unequivocally and unconditionally reject racist hate speech and crimes, following a far-right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Without specifically referring to President Trump, the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination pointed to, quote, the failure at the highest political level to unequivocally reject racist, violent events in the United States. The committee was acting on its early warning and urgent action procedure, which has been applied just 20 times since 2003. Yemeni security officials say the Saudi-led coalition has carried out airstrikes hitting a small hotel near the capital of Sana'a and killing dozens of Shiite Houthi rebels and civilians. The officials say an estimated 60 people were killed in the strikes on Wednesday morning. It wasn't immediately clear why the coalition jets targeted the hotel, which is located 35 kilometers north of Sana'a. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief is urging the Iraqi government to help thousands of women and girls who've been raped and sexually abused by Islamic State fighters. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's Office in Geneva.
A report by the UN Human Rights Office and UN Assistance Mission in Iraq describes the horrific forms of sexual violence inflicted by Islamic State fighters upon women and girls, particularly those from the Yazidi and other minority communities. Human rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says violations committed by IS, also known as ISIL, include rape and sexual assault, forced displacement, abduction, slavery, and forced religious conversion.
UN High Commissioner Zeidat al-Hussein has said that the physical, mental, and emotional injuries inflicted by ISIL are almost beyond comprehension, and that if victims are to rebuild their lives and those of their children, they need both justice and redress.
Throssell tells VOA it is not possible to know exactly how many women and girls have been subjected to this abuse. But she says data from the Yazidi community shows widespread sexual violence by IS running into the thousands. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Navy has dismissed the commander of the 7th Fleet after several collisions involving warships, including one Monday that killed 10 American sailors. The admiral was due to retire in January, but his departure was moved up after the USS John S. McCain became the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in 2 months. The Defense Department, it says, will conduct a thorough and complete investigation of the incident. Chinese and Russian officials have expressed objections to sanctions the United States imposed Tuesday against several companies for allegedly supporting North Korea's nuclear program. China's foreign ministry spokeswoman said at a news briefing, the sanctions are not helping U.S.-China cooperation on efforts to rein in North Korean nuclear activity. And Venezuela's ousted Attorney General Luisa Ortega said Wednesday that she was, quote, illegitimately removed from her position to stop her from investigating top officials for corruption. She said the officials in Venezuela were hoping to keep a number of corruption scandals, some related to drug trafficking and terrorism, covered up. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.